Hello, everyone. This is your Youth Hope, the Shining Star, and we're here once again. Hello, everyone. This is your Youth Hope, the Shining Star, and we're here again, worshiping and praising the great I Am and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here with me is the presiding minister, Sister Poochie. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful today. I feel very blessed. I wanted to definitely, before you start, I know you're going to give a word, but the Journey Home Outreach Ministry sends their prayers and their condolences to all the people who were affected by the Colorado incident. And we just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, that was a tragic thing that happened, and I think a lot of people didn't know that actually happened. I was actually watching the news and seeing that run across the screen, and I was just like, wow, you know, the devil is really out here on the prowl, and I think we actually give the devil too much credit. So, you know, we just need to keep those families in prayer and just, you know, keep the faith and just, you know, keep on moving. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. So what kind of verse would you give people to use to hold on to?
Well, actually, Psalms chapter 23, verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will, for you are with me. So that's really deep, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the rest of that is thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That what that's saying right there is that God and our Savior are in control. They haven't gone anywhere. They
of course.
They see what's happening out here, and like you said, you know, we have to stand up as Christians and not give the devil so much credit, because when we do that, it's like, oh, okay, I'm the big shot down here. But
exactly.
We got to praise our way through these circumstances, and that's what we're going to do today, is get on a good praise and that's it. Okay, I'm going to bring on DJ Shaheem.
All right.
DJ Shaheem, my brother, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
Hi, DJ Shaheem. This is the youth host of Shining Star. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
That's good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you're always the man behind the beat.
Right, and that's what this interview is all about. We're interviewing the man behind the beats. For those of you who don't know, we've actually extended DJ Appreciation Month throughout July, so... This is just one of the interviews that we're doing, which is for our DJ Shaheem. So I'm real excited about doing that today. So thank you for coming out, DJ.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Okay,
glad to be here.
We're glad to have you here. We really are. I'm going to read the church announcements real quick, and then we can move on. But the church announcements is this: July the 28th. The youth are taking over the studio. Y4C with youth hosts Shining Star and Dance Break by DJ Shaheem will be going on. And we're going to also extend that show for 2 hours, because we're going to be interviewing DJ Marcus at that time. So that's enough. End of the church announcements. We can roll up. I get the announcements in.
All right. Okay, so like I was telling Sister Poochie how I really liked your mixes and your beats and things, and like I said before, you know, you're extremely talented, extremely blessed, and that's why I'm really excited about doing this interview. And I've actually listened to the gospel hip-hop mix that you sent us, and I really like that. So you know we have to play that for this interview, because it's extremely, like, off the chain. So we need to play that, Sister Poochie, seriously.
Okay.
It's on and popping. It's on and popping.
Is that good, okay? All right.
Yeah, it's that good.
Okay, let me cue that up. But while I'm cueing that up, DJ Shaheem, what was your inspiration of doing this mix?
None. I just feel that it might reach the younger crowd because it evolves around some of the secular beats, but with Christian rappers try to spread the gospel over those beats to make it preferable to bringing the Christians towards Christ instead of drawing them back out there to the streets and hoping they'll continue to do right and do what's good.
Okay. Well, you know,
I agree with that.
Absolutely. I like the crowd that you're reaching. As I look through the numbers, your last show is 390 people that you've reached. And I know they're not all youth because there are adults out there that enjoy hearing young people praise the Lord. It's a good feeling to, not always have that bad hip hop, with the negative words and stuff and things like that. So what you're doing is really something that knows that God is honoring as well. And I'm going to get that up. So you can start with your first question while I get that mix up.
Okay. So first off, this is what I've been dying to ask, and I know everyone wants to know this. What actually inspired you to want to become a DJ?
I love music. I like dealing with music. Well, I didn't know that I was going to get into music like this for about a couple of years ago, but I started DJing when I was in high school, wanting to know how DJ. And, everything, it just took practice. I got my own equipment and just stayed in the room constantly, trying to spin records back and forth. And, it just came to, everybody develops their own technique, and that's how I developed. I just constantly stayed on it day and night. My mom told me to turn the music down. But, I just kept rolling at a low volume,
Turn it down, right. Well, I have to agree with that, because we all have to start out somewhere. We're not just going to get famous overnight, and nothing's going to come easy to us overnight. We have to work for it and stuff. So I think that was very well said, DJ Shaheen.
All right. I'm still looking.
Okay. So DJ Shaheen, we're just going to roll question since we're having some technical problems over here. What advice could you give young people who want to be DJs as well?
I would like to say they just stay focused and reach for your dreams. Don't give up. If somebody tell you different or tell you that you're not ever going to make it to the top, don't think about that. Just keep, working towards your dream and, practice. And then, keep the faith and, pray every night, because God answers prayers. And,
amen.
Definitely.
Of course.
It takes schoolwork, too, You got to get your school out and, where you can be comfortable to where you can hold down a position as being a DJ.
Yeah, school is very important. I'm a college student myself, so I know exactly, the hard work that comes with, keeping up with your studies and things, because I'm actually interested in communication. So this is kind of like a outlet for me since I'm interested in, radio.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. You tuned up the wrong song. That isn't the mix. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, sorry, everyone. Everybody knows Sister Pucci by now.
I need to seriously be in charge of the switchboard because, our presiding minister is having some tech problems. Excuse us all for that.
It'll work out. God got me. What's going on is that DJ Shaheem has so much music in here that I have to find the one that I'm looking for. I mean, because I have you under rapture, because you started out with rapture. Oh, you started out with DJ Shaheem. How did that happen?
Oh, I started out with DJ Shaheem at first, and then
okay.
I decided to, you know, go into the rap game and be my own producer, and so I, you know, named it Rapture 101.
Oh, I didn't even equate your name with actually what, you know, Rapture, you were going into rap. Okay. I never caught that connection.
Me either. That's new to me, too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, roll on. Don't mind me.
All right. So have you, like, you know, I have to ask this. Like, have you ever, like, experienced any problems within the industry being, I guess, a Christian DJ? Like, is it hard to get your name and work out because of this, or are you just, like, an all-around DJ?
Actually, it is. As a big name for a Christian DJ, you have to actually be working with the major artists. I mean, I'm known to work with, like, independent artists or artists that's trying to make a come up for themselves and, you know, get their music heard worldwide. And it's not that hard, because I feel that, you know, as long as you touch someone for that day, then you've done your job. And also, it's like, you know, I used to think about, you know, why aren't people listening? But people really are listening. But, you know, the numbers may not show, but they're actually listening.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. Because, you know, in this day and age, like, I feel like some people, when they hear, like, anything dealing with the Lord or Christian, they kind of, you know, stand off from that. Like, oh, you know, I don't really dig that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's unhip or that's uncool or that's, you know what I'm saying? So I just really want to find that out from you. Like, have you experienced any problems, you know, being considered a Christian DJ? So,
any
yeah.
Beef?
And also, yeah, I have experienced problems. I guess it's through the walk with faith and learning, getting to know Christ better. I was just at, you know, secular music, you know, as a promoter trying to get that music out there. But and then on the other hand, and then I just came, you know, had to humble myself and, you know, make up my mind, because, you know, you can't serve, you know, both sides. You can only serve
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah, so right. I want to end real quick, you know, as far as the numbers are concerned, I want to commend both of you for the numbers you've been receiving with this show, with the Y4C show. You got 390 people listening to our internet radio show. And I think that's absolutely outstanding. It's something you should really be proud of. So people are listening to you, DJ Shaheem, and also to you, Shining Star. You guys are setting such a good example to everyone that, hey, this can be fun. You know, it's okay to praise the Lord. We can praise the Lord and have a good time. You know, wait for the minister to find what she's looking for. You know, we can relax a little bit. You know, this is what Saturday's all about. And I want to explain something about the dance break. And DJ Shaheem, you really put your heart into your mixes. But the purpose of the mix is to do two things. Everybody's supposed to be getting up off their feet and praising the Lord and dancing like Daniel danced. Daniel danced so hard that he danced out of his clothes, praising the Lord. The Lord says, make a joyful noise unto me. And that's what we're doing. The second thing is to try to figure out what DJ Shaheem is trying to tell us with the songs that he's picking, because this is a ministry too. So everybody, here is the mix by DJ Shaheem, and we're going to kick it off right now.
This is DJ Shaheem.
DJ Shaheem.
And you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry with Sister Pooch. right here. Let your light so shine that he may see your good works that glorify our Father, which is in heaven.
Yo, this your boy DJ
come
Shaheen,
on, come on, come
hot
on,
mix.
Come on. We giving God the glory. We giving God the praise. So.
And just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him.
Lift him up. Hands in the air. Lift him up. Come on, everybody. Let's get it. Hands in the air. Lift him up. Get it. Blessings in my life won't come to stand. Says I want them to. Well, but trust in God. He never fell and always come through. Blessings in my life won't come to stand. Says I want them to. When I put trust in God, he never fell and always come through. Even when I do not see the end, I don't give up. Take the flee. What I don't see, I know that the Lord will lift me up. Even when I do not see the end, I don't give up. Take the flee. What I don't see, I know that the Lord will lift me up. Lift me up, lift me up. Dear Lord, come and lift me up. I'm praying for you, get it wrong. Hands in the earth, lift me up.
I sacrifice.
they lay dead. I leave them across the water where only photos dead don't look. Got glasses for the school in the ocean. Got the lights on the cameras that record every motion. The cry in the dark is the only voice that I hear. Was that pain that I felt? Couldn't hold back every tear. I'm through with it. Don't wanna feel a cry another year. Write stories in the letter just to end it with the shit. About the sad part, I fill my letters with my tears. I'm so drowned in rejections, only left with the fears. Only tears just to remember for anyone that really cares. To quit to hide my face, no need for the glare. No need to check the stairs, talk pounds, say to look back, look away from the reflections where the mirrors broke away at.
Teardrops to remember, only teardrops to remember, teardrops to remember, only teardrops to remember, teardrops to remember, only sadness in December, sadness in. Show me love, show me love, show me time.
Nothing left for me to have, remember. Besides the sadness left behind, but joy came in December. New life, new wife, new car, new home. Rolled out with the old road in on the chrome, but that don't matter. I found out power and the spirit with that. All I go from here, my God can help me live it. Descending from the sky, where the peace from the dove and the pure in the heart to show others love. No more tears that ever drop for the sun will always shine. Thinking of my rainy days, but the heavens only cry. So I kneel and I pray, only good for tomorrow. When others may need, either give or let them borrow. Don't want to feel less, don't want to see another tear. When I get home from the journey, then we can both
you
share.
You show me love, you show me time, and you gave me the world. Standing with mine, and I'm fine. I will let teardrops to remember.
We spoke every day. Now we don't even speak at all. Cause I brought you so much pain that you won't pick up my call. And it's so bittersweet. How the one who can love you so much, I hurt you so deep. Light of the day to mess up your whole week. Lock your heart down and keep the key. So I don't want you to be my next step. I don't want another love story.
Goal is to save the souls, you know what to do. Refrain from sin, I'm in this slang. guys trying to tell you something. Are you listening? It's real. Yeah, boy, it's real. 25 acting like a child. Get him infamil. Nah, this not mine. It's his will. No words to describe how this feel. Getting people saved. Never, never will that stop. Demons don't run up on me. They know they getting cast out. God coming soon. Y'all better behave. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just trying to relay. He paid it all. Nah, not a little. He spoke in parables. Y'all act like it was a riddle. Ephesians, I read it, believe it, receive it. Man, I can't wait till I meet him. That's how I feel. Really, that's how I feel. My cup runneth over. It's about to spill. Better get it now, cause it's a good deal. A pop's gonna throw you on the grill. Real Christian, what's up? I know you feel solo. You gotta let it go, though. You only live once. That's something that you should know, though. Read your Bible every day, every day, every day. As long as God with, everything will be okay. Every day, every day.
How many times we got the life?
Run him over if the devil
I'm accountable for
real
you.
Real Christian, what's up?
One time, only one time. I'm calling demons out like St. John 7. Churches hit them up, they said the devil in the back, so I ran to the front. It's that time to preach to these kids. With God, I can change the message. When he calls, you better answer it. That's my G-O, add a D, and that's it. I'm trying to see what's going on at home, and something is wrong. They ruthless, devil in their head. Hear God talk, be spirit led. They just want money, but it won't help you. At the second coming, ain't none funny. I'm the salt, not the sugar. Where the saints go, God took us. Speak in tongues, no other tongues. God with me till I'm done. Oh, please, God, hear me. Come and save us.
Golly. I know you feel solo, you gotta let it go though. You only live once, that's something that you should know though. Read your Bible every day, every day, every day. As long as God with, everything will be okay. Every day, every day, getting everybody safe. Run them over if the devil in your way. Real Christian, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up. Real Christian, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up.
Real Christian, what's up,
what's up,
what's up, what's up.
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Oh, wow. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Words can't even describe that. Like, yeah, that was really excellent. So, you know, I have to ask, like, how did you, like, prepare for this? Like particular mix, you know, I have to ask, like, what, like, how did you do it?
I just, you know, listen to what they had to say. I review every track before I even, you know, decide to play it. So, you know, I got together, you know, the songs that I felt could actually reach and touch people, and you know, I put it together in a mix. You know.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's all
that
I can say.
You got a good ear. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, you guys are the youth team, but the youth is just a generation. I don't want y'all to think that we think y'all 12, okay? But it's just a generation that you reach. And, you know, sometimes when it astonishes me that you guys are only reaching the current generation. You have some older people listening to this, too, and they really like it. You know, they like the fact that you're doing this. So I just want to encourage you both to keep doing God's work. You know what that is? Rap did a song called Do God's Work. So he knows what I'm talking about, right? So just keep on going. Yeah, absolutely.
So the next question I have is, you know, I know your hands are in so many things. So, but like, what is like your favorite thing that you like to do? What do you enjoy doing most?
Well, I enjoy producing. It goes hand in hand. I enjoy both of them, DJing and producing and working with different other artists, you know, because I enjoy making the music for, you know, people to listen to. And I also like putting together a collaboration of mixes where people can also listen to. And also I can add my songs, you know, that I have worked with to that mixture for the listening audience. So it pretty much goes hand in hand. And the networking with other artists is a good thing because they can give me some insight on what I'm missing or what I need to do and keep me closer, you know, with the Lord you know, through their message.
Oh, definitely.
Amen.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you do a lot. I'm sorry, Sinus. Sorry,
no,
Raya.
You go ahead, Sister Poochie.
No, you know, I was going to be real quiet today. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Okay, DJ Shaheen, you still with me, man?
Yeah.
I have to say that, you know, your ear is phenomenal. If you don't prepare for your show, I actually don't prepare for my show either. And I think what we're leaving out of this is that the Christ that's within us is telling us what to do, because you know He don't need no co-pilot. He just needs you to sit back and let Him take you where He wants to take you. And when you have that attitude and you don't plan, that's really when you can get in contact with the Spirit. So I like hearing you say that. You know, makes me proud. Makes me proud that you're the youth DJ. Definitely. Definitely. You deserve your props with that.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
What'd you say, DJ? Mm-hmm.
No, I was about to say, it's like a vision that you have to get you prepared for, you know, what to present. It's like, you know, you just think, you know, when you remain humble, it's a lot of thoughts that come in your mind. And, you know, it'll help you out when you're able to perform.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're right on target with that. Right on target. All right, Shining Star.
Okay, I was just going to ask, like, where can people reach you if they're, like, interested in your services, and exactly, like, what does exactly all of your services consist of for those who don't know?
Well, as far as beats, they can check out my website at www.djshaheen.com. That's djshaheen.com. And I also do specialize in mixtapes. They can find that at my site as well. And if you want to submit your music for mixtape reviews and possibly post it on the next mixtape, you could send that information to shyheim_28@yahoo.com. And that also goes to, if you have any questions concerning, you know, what you want to do, I give some insight and some background personal information on how you could start, you know, promoting or, you know, getting your music out there. Because a lot of artists are looking for, you know, how do I get heard or what should I do, you know. So I'm pretty much like a person that actually talks to people, you know, on
mm-hmm.
the music level.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I would like for you to send me that last email address, because I want to put it on the website. So definitely shoot that out to me. For everybody who knows, if you want to find out the many ways to contact DJ Shaheen, go to www.sisterpoochie.com, SISTAPOOCHIE, and you'll see a roster of what he has done on the show. And Shining Star, if you don't mind, can I play another song?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. You know, because we were talking about you collaborating, DJ Shaheen, and here's one song that you collaborated with, Lisa Page. I want to say thank you.
Yeah, I did the remix for that.
Uh-huh. That's the remix for that one? Okay,
yes.
We'll play it, and then we'll jump in to you tell us about it. Here we are. I want to say thank you, Lisa Page, featuring DJ Shaheen.
Yo, this your boy DJ Shaheen, Hot Mix. We giving God the glory. We giving God the praise. So,
open
so,
your mouth
so,
and just
so,
begin
so,
to
so.
Whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him.
Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time you upheld me when I didn't know your name.
That was very uplifting.
Whoa. Yes. Very.
That was.
I have to tell
you.
Yeah,
that was very uplifting.
Thank you.
DJ Shaheem, I have to let you know that we have a 70-year-old listener to the show that absolutely loves that song. I know you guys don't get all the feedback that I do, but they're like, oh, that's a good song. Oh, I want to say, okay, so I want to let you know you're reaching people from 20 to 70. God is really behind you in what you're doing, so don't stop. Don't ever get discouraged. Just keep on going.
Thank
you. And I also want to touch back on what you said, DJ Shaheem, about how you're, like, helping get their music out and stuff. Like, I think that's really great because, you know, for someone who's, like, in the industry, you know, and you remember how you first started out and how you needed to be heard, and now you're out here helping others be heard as well, I feel like that's just great that you're giving other people an opportunity to do great things. So I want to give you credit for doing that as well because, you know, I think some people, when they get in the industry or, you know, with music or anything, they get kind of big-headed, and it's like, okay, well, I made it. And you didn't. So, but you're still like helping others get into the industry as well. So I have to commend you on, you know, doing. I think that's excellent.
Yeah, I look at it like that too. You know, some other artists get big headed because it's like they feel bigger shoes, so they can't, you know, stoop down and help those that are still trying to get into the game. But I can understand that situation. They have a lot on their table at the time. And, I guess when they get to the position where they feel that they can help others, then they will. But at that time, they have a lot to deal with. So I'm steady going to continue to grind and, you know, try to reach out and help others on my end.
Well, you grind, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. You do grind. So that's why I really wanted to do this interview with you because I'm a number one fan. So, and Sister Poochie is too. We all are. That's what we do at the ministry. We help uplift others and, you know, just help one another be successful instead of putting one another down. And I think that's what a lot of people do is put each other down rather than uplift them. And that's what we need to do more of. So,
and
yeah.
I'm honored, DJ Shaheem. That you are the youth DJ. I know I said that before, but I really want to let you know that it's an honor to have a part of the family. It's also an honor because your work is a sound. And the feedback that I get from this show, and you guys getting 400 hits in a week, is just like, wow. There's people out there listening, so don't think that no one is hearing what you're saying. Because they're really out there listening to you.
I also wanted to add on that mix that you played earlier, the Teardrop song, that was me on the song. I mean, not the one singing. There was an artist I was working with out of Jamaica. So we did it. We collaborated on a song, and I rapped on the Teardrop song. And the first song you played, there was a girl out of Texas. My fault. We're working with her on the graphic design, where she's helping me.
Chicago. All right. Okay. You get your hand in everything. You do everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to, just network,
do everything.
Build a team.
Yeah.
May I ask, what don't you do?
Okay.
Like, because this is
well,
just...
Well, my brother,
yeah, you
in Christ.
Now, you have to stay busy. You have to stay busy with whatever you do.
It's
been
a pleasure.
Not as a busybody.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Progressive, productive, you know, I pretty much do everything.
Yeah, that's good. Stay active.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If you want me to, I come to
Chicago.
I'll go and cut your grass.
Okay. We should start at the show. What don't? DJ Shaheem can now cut your grass at www.djshaheem.com. He'll cut your grass. All right, I like that. He'll do anything. That's a hustle. Go ahead, boy. You got it. But, you know, we got to wrap this up because we're going to run out of time.
No, but
I am
wow.
so glad.
For real, though?
Wait.
We all just talking at once.
Okay, DJ Shaheem, what would you say?
The motto is don't put in your mindset as can't. Be like I always can and apply yourself.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a good motto. Email me that too.
I can't be somebody.
Yeah.
I can't
email
be somebody for the youth.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so those are two models, that and we have a verse too, but I would love to have that posted on the website as well, so I would appreciate if you would send me that information, and that would be really cool. You know, I've had a great time. We've gone through some things, but we made it through. Okay.
I had a good time.
Thank
you for coming out, DJ Shaheem. Thanks a lot. I had fun.
No problem.
It's and you know, it's nice to actually hear your voice. You're part of this team, and I hope you feel that way. Even though you just do your beats, but you know, without you, we couldn't do Y4C. And I thank you for that. The ministry thanks you for that also.
I thank you all for letting me come out and do this interview, and I had a great time.
Okay, me too. Me too. Even though I played a song over you, I still had a great time.
Yeah, I was like, what is she doing? Lord, she just messing up the interview.
No, I just sit back and chill and I put my bifocals on. So I can see I'm a little bit older than y'all, so I need help. Okay. Well, DJ Shaheem, my brother in Christ, the family member of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, youth DJ for us, God bless you and all your efforts, and please continue to do the work that you're doing.
I will.
Okay, cool. All right. Next week, Youth for Christ, Y4C. You guys take over the radio station and do what you do.
All righty.
All right.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on with the show. We got actually a new artist. You can hang on the phone, DJ Shaheem, and then listen to this new family member we have. And it's called Free Me From Myself, and it's from Push to You Ministry. And I'm going to play that right now. And we're going to say welcome to the family. Everybody together, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
All right. This is from Free Me From Myself.
Nothing ever seems right with me, and
Okay.
That was Free Me From Myself by Push 2 Ministry. And if you want to contact them, you can email them at push2ministry@yahoo.com. Also, you can go to www.sistapucci.com look up any artist that's been played on the radio show.
And also, before we go, if you would like to reach me, your youth hostess, you can go to www.shiningstar@sistapucci.com. And if you would like to also reach our youth DJ, you can go to www.djshaheen.com. And also the ministry, the Journey Home Outreach Ministries contact information is www.sistapucci.com. So there's the contact information for you all.
DJ Shaheen, it was a pleasure.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I like that last song you played too.
Wasn't it good? Yeah, I was gonna talk about that a little bit. I like to talk, but that last song was really good, and I'm glad that they submitted it to the show. I think it was outstanding, and very uplifting, as Shining Star mentioned. So, everybody who's out there, and you're a Christian artist, positive poet, spoken word artist, like give us a contact us and send in your submit your music and we'll definitely play it. We're here to uplift the greatness in everybody else. That's part of our mission. So definitely don't be shy of contacting DJ Shaheen, Shining Star, or Sister Pucci. We'll hook you up. Definitely. Okay. I was going to give you guys a chance to say something.
Oh, it was just a pleasure. It was just a pleasure having you, DJ Shaheen. So thanks once again for coming out and being here to support us. So.
Yeah, you all are going to hear more from me. You know, I'm going to continue to sing your music, you know, to play and, you know, get the message out there. You know,
all right.
Uplift. Yes,
and that's what we need, uplifting the people's spirit. Well, everybody, this is, we're rolling it to the end of the show, and we're going to roll out like we always roll out, thanking everybody and thanking our Lord and Savior for one thing, for allowing us to come and do this radio show. So we're going to go out praising Him with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music, rolling like we always do. But before we do that, Shining Star, can you hit that verse again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it wrote down somewhere. The verse for the week is Psalms chapter 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes. Keep it in mind. God is always with you, and Jesus is always your driver, so don't have anything to worry about. So we're going to roll out of here now. Everybody, you have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week. And here's How Great Thou Art.